Mark just jumped off your four-year-old horse. A busy weekend for you here this weekend?
Reasonably busy. I've got, apart from the four-year-old, I've got one in the championship and one in the intermediate and one in the normal advance. But fairly quiet 3 days, really.
And talk about your horse in the championship. Major milestone. He's a 12-year-old. What more can you tell us?
Well, he's a horse that he went to Burley last year. He was 11th at Burley. That was his first four-star. He went to Badminton in the spring and was clear there. He's a very good cross-country horse. He's a little bit can get a bit fractious in the dressage, so that's a little bit we have to just play by ear in that phase. But other than that, he came here last year in a normal advanced and was placed in that, so he's a good solid performer.
So he's a four-star horse, which is the highest level of competition. I mean, they're looking down the list, there seem to be a lot of four-star horses here this year. I mean, it seems to be one of the hottest contested British Open Championship.
Yeah, well, you know, it is the British Open Championship, and a lot of people want to win it, and you know, there's some very good horses here, and as always, it'll be a tough competition to win.
Where does it sit in the calendar, not being an international event? It's a bit of a one-off, but it's obviously important to the riders.
Yeah, it's a one-off. It's a unique venue here. It's a great venue. It's always an exciting competition to come and watch. It's also quite a lot of kudos if you manage to win the British Open. So that's why, you know, there's such a big field here and such a strong field.
And you have managed to win it in the past. Major milestone, a good contender here this year?
I'm hoping he'll go well. He's probably not going to be competitive enough after the dressage to win it, but you never know your luck.
And it is a really tough cross country. It's so hilly around here. It's a real sort of up down, quite a sort of choppy, changey course.
Yeah, no, it's very different to what we get most of the other time. You know, the trend seems to be on much more level courses now, and this definitely is up and downhill. So you need a fairly nippy horse that can gallop up and down hills and be prepared to go quick, because everybody towards the end will be going very quick.
And just on, you know, personal note, really good season, obviously, badminton. You haven't got the Europeans this year, which a lot of the British riders are all preparing for. You know, what's the autumn hold for you?
My best three horses are all off the road at the moment, so they're having a very quiet autumn, and so I've just got some young ones I'm bringing on, and obviously Major Milestone that's going to Burley.
And how did you find the test event in London?
Yeah, no, it was great. Really enjoyed it. It was very good to get there and see what it's all about, and you know, again, it's going to be a unique competition, but I think it'll end up being a very good competition.